So for this second inspiration, we keep on the topic of dodevam, of feeling unfortunate when we are not able to taste the holy name, and we keep on a strong desire to give up this offensive chanting, to give up chanting but be absent-minded in the chanting. So we heard about these three steps for concentration. The second, second inspiration is a little more from the heart, that just the technique. It will be very, very helpful to give up inattentive chanting when we can connect the name with the person, that we are actually calling for a person, that actually the holy name is Krishna, is a person. So this will help us also very much when we are in that awareness, that will help us also to not be inattentive, to not commit offenses while chanting. So I would like to ask you one question. Who is your Krishna? Which Krishna are you calling for when you are chanting the holy name? Which Krishna is close to you? Are you calling for Lord Jagannath? Are you calling for Lord Chaitanya? Are you calling for the butter thief or the driver of Arjuna's chariot? Are you calling for the dancer, the best of dancer? Who is the Krishna you are calling? So just a question I ask you, because when we are calling a person, we should be have an idea of the person we are calling for. So call to that deity, that Krishna, that form of God you feel close to, and try to connect the name and this person you are calling. Once a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, how should I chant the holy name? And Srila Prabhupada said, you should speak to Krishna like you are speaking to me now. So really connect this chanting to an address, to Krishna, to the name and Krishna as one person. There is one powerful meditation that is given by some of our acharyas on the holy name. You can find that in the book of Mahanidhi Swami. And he said that the holy name is, in one way, is Radha and Krishna. Hare is Radharani and Krishna is Krishna. So in the first couples, Hare Krishna, Radha and Krishna are in union. And then Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, they are in separation. And then Hare Ram, they are in union. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, they are in separation. So that's also very, very powerful. If while chanting we remember of this union and separation between the divine couple in the name, that will force us, that will help us to keep connected the name and the person to whom we are calling. So this is the second inspiration in our attempt to not be absent-minded in our chanting, but connect the name and the person.